In the name of the living God, creating, redeeming, and sustaining.
Amen. Amen.
And he will destroy on this mountain the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the sheet that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. We are now 20 months into this global pandemic. 20 months. To date, there have been 249 reported cases and over 5 million reported deaths worldwide. Truly, a shroud has been cast over all peoples, a sheet over all nations. There's not one of us who has not been impacted. 20 months into this, I am convinced that we are still living under the shroud of this pandemic. We've been able to return to worship, but with literal shrouds over our faces. Last year, we celebrated this feast outside. Some of you remember how cold it was. We struggled to keep warm. The cold wind was blowing things off the credence table. And we made our first communion in 6 months, standing 6 feet apart. If you go back to the 24th chapter of Isaiah in your Bibles, you'll find, this is one chapter before the chapter we heard today, you'll find God inaugurating divine reign on Mount Zion, attended by elders who saw God's glory. This image harkens back to another time in Exodus 24, where 70 elders were invited with Moses, Aaron, and Aaron's sons to see the God of Israel on Mount Sinai, to eat and drink in God's presence, just before the stone tablets that contained the commandments were given to Moses. What has been missing before, right before the verses we heard today in Isaiah 25, is the ability to feast fully. That's where we find ourselves today. We're in more of an Isaiah 24 moment today. We are gathered under the shelter of this church. We're able to worship, we're able to sing, but we're still unable to completely remove the shroud. Unable to feast in our fellowship hall as we have in years past on All Saints Sunday. And how we long to receive both bread and cup together once again. Well, the lesson we heard in Isaiah 25 that Nettie read this morning gives us a vision of the forthcoming feast. The lesson's a hymn that celebrates that God delivers from tyranny. In Isaiah 24, you read that all the wine had dried up, along with the mirth, along with the joy. But in those verses we heard today, we hear a promise that food and drink and delight will return on God's terms. All Saints Sunday is a unique festival in the church's life. On this day, we actually name, remember, and claim a place under God's reign for those who have died. Even among people who have no faith in the face of death, you'll hear things like, they've gone to a better place. Well, we can do better than that. We can and do claim that Jesus has destroyed death. His victory over the grave is complete. Those who have died live. In the gospel for this year, for the Feast of All Saints, we hear Jesus cry, Lazarus, come out! Jesus bids us to prepare to come out of our tombs as well. At this time in 2008, I was a newly ordained deacon in the church. I'd also just been married. My grandmother had attended the wedding, and it was the last time I ever saw her. My Gram went back to her home 2,000 miles away and began a journey through the valley of the shadow of death. And a shroud was cast over the first months of my marriage and serving the church. Gram died just months later on January 6, 2009. It was just 4 days before my ordination to the priesthood. It was a person of faith who reminded me, the week of my ordination, of an Orthodox Christian belief that every time we receive Holy Communion, there are visibly people gathered to receive, but there are also the invisible saints, angels, archangels, and all the company of heaven. I had traveled through that week leading up to my priestly ordination with the shroud of Graham's death clouding my heart and mind. But as we sang, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory," the shroud was lifted. Family, friends, members of the church all visibly gathered, and a strong sense that Gram was there among them. The saints, the angels, and all the company of heaven, invisible, yet palpably in our midst. It was Martha who said in the gospel this morning, "Lord, if you would have been here, he would not have died." If this pandemic had not happened, these people would not have died. The shroud would not have been cast here or there. Well, it was Jesus who responded to Martha, first by weeping, by sharing in our pain, understanding our sorrow, but then by commanding, "Roll away the stone. Roll away all that holds you back, that keeps you down, that binds you in death and doubt. Insert your name here," Jesus says. "Insert your name. Come out." That's what we're here to do today. Now, even with the physical shrouds remaining on our faces for a time longer, today with the saints, the angels, the archangels, and with all the company of heaven, saints past, present, yet to come, by the power of Jesus Christ who destroyed death and continues destroying it, God bids us to come out of our tombs, to remove the spiritual shrouds from our hearts. Here's the last, most vital part. Jesus says, "Unbind him and let him go." Lazarus couldn't unbind himself. Martha couldn't keep Lazarus from dying in the first place. But once Jesus got involved, together, they could see and experience the life that was waiting for all of them. On this All Saints Sunday, we remember those who went before us in faith, and we make a joyful feast with them at Holy Communion. And we stand up, and we believe that by committing to the church our prayers, our time, our talent, our treasure, the pledges of our faith, we are participating with God in the great unshrouding. God will unshroud us in every way in God's time. So rise up amid the graves of our time and come out, confident in God's love for us, fearless in God's love for all, and look forward to the great feast that has been prophesied and realized from generation to generation. Amen. Amen.